It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for the rest of the hour. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that is followed at 3 p.m. With the program Freetown Radio. Roger Cash will be at the helm on that one. At 4 p.m. we have All Things Considered, national and international news from NPR. At 7 p.m. tune in for Lee Kleinpeter and Big Band Swings and Other Things. Right now, we're going to venture back to 1979. Listen to B.B. King recorded live at Ole Miss doing a song that was a big hit for Louis Jordan back in the mid-1940s. B.B. King with Caledonia.
you drink, no matter how much you think, the only thing you can do is to watch yourself slowly sink on the road of no return, where there's nothing seems to be right.
Blues Around Midnight. That was Lowell Fulson on vocals and probably guitar on that track. This is from a compilation disc. Fulson's professional career started back in the 1940s, and he had some hits in the early 1950s on the blues charts. He recorded for many, many years. Before we heard Lowell Fulson, we heard B.B. King. We heard B.B. King from 1979, again recorded live at Ole Miss, doing Caledonia, the old Louis Jordan tune. We're going to turn next year on the Blues Box to a new disc by the late Michael Iron Man Burks. He passed away in his, I think he was in his mid-40s a few months ago. He was traveling at the time. I think he was in the Atlanta airport and died of a heart attack. He's been practicing as a blues musician in Detroit for many years. He started guitar at a very early age. In fact, he first appeared on stage at the age of 6 years old. This last disc of his is on Alligator. It's called Show of Strength. Here is Michael Iron Man Burks on guitar and vocals with a tune called Little Juke Joint. Thank you.
and nobody ever goes home alone. From that little doctor, I want a dead end. I want a dead end.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
from 1965. That was Coco Taylor, one of her early Chess Records recordings. Coco, along with Willie Dixon, doing Wang Dang Doodle. And, of course, Willie Dixon wrote that tune. Buddy Guy was on guitar on that track, by the way. Before we heard Coco Taylor and Willie Dixon, we heard Michael Iron Man Burks from his disc Show of Strength. Again, a brand new release on Alligator Records. He did a tune entitled A Little Juke Joint. And we turn next year on the Blues Box to, actually, this is a number that Coco Taylor recorded many, many years ago. We're going to listen to Sue Foley from her disc Young Girl Blues do a rendition of Queen Bee.
Thank you. Your eyes may be old, but the story I'm told is your heart is as black as night. Your lips may be sweet, such that I can't compete, but your heart is as black as night. Along is such a perfect time, but if I let you hang around, I'm bound to lose my mind. 'Cause your hands may be strong, but the feelings are wrong. Your heart is as black as night. Perfect time, but if I let you hang around, I'm bound to lose my mind. 'Cause your hands may be strong, but the feelings are wrong. Your heart is as black as
Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa. Bonamassa, of course, on guitar, from a disc called Don't Explain. This one came out, I think it was last year. And the tune, of course, was Your Heart is as Black as Night. And Hart and Bonamassa were preceded here on KRVS by Sue Foley. We heard Sue from one of her discs from the 1990s while she was living in Austin, recording for Antone's Records back then. The disc is Young Girl Blues. And again, she was doing a rendition of Queen Bee, the old Slim Hart Harpo tune that Coco Taylor started recording as Queen Bee. We have blues next from Melvin Taylor and his disc Dirty Pool. We're going to go back to 1997. Listen to him do a number that was first recorded in the 50s and was a big hit for Wilbert Harrison. It's a Lieber Stoller composition, Kansas City. Again, Melvin Taylor on guitar and vocals.
Oh,
Omar Dykes singing along with Gary Primich on blues harp, now the late Gary Primich. This is from a two-disc set, fairly recent release of works of Gary Primich. The disc set is called Just a Little Bit More. It's been getting a lot of airplay on blues radio stations around the country, at least in the last several months. And a lot of interesting tracks. Omar does the vocals on a few of these tracks here. Let me see what, 23 in all. Before we heard Gary Primich with Omar Dykes, we heard Melvin Taylor here on KRVS. Taylor and his slack band from the disc Dirty Pool, and they did a rendition of Kansas City. And this is a Blues Box. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour here on KRVS.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
We've got some swamp blues coming up next. Here's a tune that got to number 23 on the R&B charts back in 1959, done by a gentleman by the name of Otis Hicks, better known as Lightning Slim, when he recorded for J.D. Miller's studio out of Crowley, Louisiana. Lightning Slim with Rooster Blues.
Oh, well, a little red rooster told a little red hen, I ain't been to see you in God knows when. The little red hen told the little red rooster, you don't come around, Daddy, like you used to. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. Yes, we got to rock the night. Oh, well, the old black cat told the little gray mouse, I got a mind to chase you around this house. The little gray mouse told the old black cat, said, look at your daddy, don't chase me like that. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby, yes, we got to rock the night. Well, the little green frog told the big black snake, it said, come on, daddy, let's swim in the lake. The big black snake told the little green frog, said, I'm gonna lay here all night long. I got to rock the night, baby. I got to rock the night, baby. I'm about to rock the night, baby. I'm about to rock with you tonight. Well, let's rock a while then. Said, hang around, baby, I'ma kiss you out the wild. The crocodile said to the pink alligator, so kiss me now, daddy, and I'll hang around later. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby, cause we got to rock the night. Well, let's rock a while.
I hear you knocking, I hear you calling, I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, you're calling all in vain. No use of crying, you did the lying. You tried to cheat, baby, you're to blame. But it's no use, baby, you're crying all in vain. I bought my ticket, it won't be long and I'll be on my way. I'm leaving, yes I'm leaving, and I'm gonna wait to stay. I hear you knocking, I hear you calling, I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, the calling's all in vain. We'll be right back.
Lazy Lester with I Hear You Knockin' from a disc called I Hear You Knockin', Lazy Lester. Having recorded that for J.D. Miller out of Crowley, Louisiana, for Excello Records, Lester recorded quite a bit in the late 50s and early 60s. Then back again in, I think it was the mid to late 70s, and he's had a few discs out even since then. A very interesting performer. And we heard prior to Lazy Lester, his friend Lightning Slim, and in fact, Lazy Lester was backing up Slim on blues harp on the track we did here, Rooster Blues, recorded back in 1959. Next year on the Blues Box on KRVS, we're going to turn to a fine Creole blues man that many years ago played guitar in Clifton Chenier's band. Had one disc out and died some years ago in a tragic traffic accident. We're talking about Harry Hippolyte, Harry Big Daddy Hippolyte from Kay, Louisiana. Here is Harry from his disc Louisiana Country Boy doing a number called Wine Spodiote.
Louisiana. We're gonna go to Crowley, Louisiana, and play us and buy some wine. Whoa, wine, wine, wine. Oh yes, a wine, wine, wine. Lord, Lord, wine, wine, wine. A wine, wine, wine. Hey, boy, pass that bottle to me. Pass the bottle, man.
bound. I'm gonna leave here walking party cause I'm pawn shop bound. I need some money in my pocket cause I feel like I'm sinking down. Mr. Paul, Paul, Paul and Roger, I need to talk with you. Paul, Paul, Paul and Rover, I need to talk with you. I have a hard time every time my little rent come due. I'm gonna pawn my watch, turn around and pawn my ring. I'm gonna pawn my stereo, my TV and my ring. Put the food on my table, baby. I'm gonna pawn everything.
West Coast blues man William Clark from his disc Serious Intentions, a number called Pawn Shop Bound. And he was preceded by Harry Big Daddy Hippolyte, late Harry Hippolyte. We heard Harry from the disc Louisiana Country Boy doing a rendition of Wine Spodiote. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box for this Friday anyway here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today and invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in a few minutes on the program American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that will be followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio hosted by Roger Cash. And the Blues Box is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you and also a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And to take us on up to the top of the hour and American Roots with Nick Spitzer, we're going to turn to the late Texas transplant Pee Wee Creighton, a track from his disc Early Hour Blues, a number called Red Rose Boogie, to take us up to Nick Spitzer's program. Have a great weekend.